Hey everybody, welcome to part two of The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access this show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com, then click on the appropriate links, the chat room links, come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, save the planet, you know, protect yourself from AI. I'm also published at www.health-access.com, as well as byebyebluesky.com, as well as other places on the internet, so feel free just to type my name in the pens or Tony Pantelaresco and see what you might find, and let me know what you might find, good, bad, or indifferent. With articles on health, remedies, and general information going on worldwide and right here at home. This program is designed to help you keep your health and to show viable and inexpensive alternatives that can keep you and your family healthy, and to alleviate and remove unwanted illnesses that may occur in our lives from time to time, making you aware that not all that's supposed to be safe is, in some cases, allowing to understand the hidden dangers and possible solutions to prevention or protection of your health. I've been in the health food industry as well as a personal consultant and bodybuilder trainer, assisting people in finding health solutions, and have utilized different healing modalities from different cultural themes, as well as in herbs, supplements, vitamins, essential oils, and foods, and now using different EMF pulses and frequencies to further shut down nano attacks. You can also access me by going to my website at augmentinforce.com, augmentinforce.com. I also do personal consultations as well, as whether through the internet, through the IMs, phones, personal visits, as well as in-house workshops for families, individuals, or groups. If you go on my website at augmentinforce.com, you will see a catalog link. In that catalog link, you will find a variety of different things that may help you in your desire to be healthy. You'll have the anti-nano bucket, the anti-nano triangle. You'll have the repulsors. You'll have you have t-shirts saying you're just a person that knows some stuff. You'll have the flash drive, the thumb drive, a library database that can help you thrive through the difficult times coming. You'll also have the old-fashioned remedies and remedy in tincture format. You'll also see in their books on DVD, you know, singular or together, all in one. So feel free to access, contact me again at 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. If you have any questions or comments you'd like to make on the show, feel free to do so in the content of the show regarding health, 208-935-0094. And again, today's date is December number 2017. Can you imagine? We are still here. We've gone through another year. And by the grace of the Almighty, we are still here. Holy jumping. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? I forgot what we were going to talk about this app. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about some details. I want to give you some information that's going to kind of be confrontational or contentious. Because some of you are only getting one side of the equation. And it's good to always get both sides. When I tell you don't use silicon dioxide, don't use titanium dioxide, don't use anything with cross-carmelose or microcrystalline cellulose because of the implication of the polymer material or some of these nanoparticles they're putting in the supplements, it's being told you for a reason, because none of you or very few of you are paying attention correctly to what you're buying. A lot of you are buying vitamins and things based on the concepts of what the gurus are selling you on. It's going to put a red S on your chest. You're going to leave tall buildings. Bullets will bounce off you. Oh, you're going to be a sex stud if you take this pill. Oh, you're going to lose that 5,000 pounds of body mass on your backside. You women are going to be more bustier. And it goes on and on and on and on. And you read the materials, you listen to the gurus, you hear what they got to say, and then you buy the product. Then you wonder why it ain't working. How come it's not working? I saw that guy over there, and you know, he's got a red S on his chest, and he's leaping the tall building, and the bullets are bouncing off. How come it's not working for me? Or how come I can't lose this weight? I took these magic pills and the weight's not coming off. And so on and so on. Because none of you are reading the other ingredients in those supplements. The excipients, which can be nanotechnology, which can be a polymer material that, again, does not react the way it's supposed to with your body. The biggest thing they tell you, oh, you won't absorb it. You won't absorb it. It'll pass through you. Excuse me, ever asked the question, when? When is this going to pass through me? 10 years from now? 30 years from now? You know, you ever think of those terms? When is it? It'll just pass through you. When? When? When is this going to pass through me? And this is a point I'm trying to get across, because a lot of these things can embed themselves in you for decades. You know, when we were growing up as a kid, we were told not to swallow bubble gum because it could take 10 years for that for you to crap it out. And some of this stuff that you're taking today can be in you for quite some time. And, you know, you have to think in those terms, like, what is going on here? You know, why did they put this material in the pill? Why are they putting silicon dioxide in the vitamins? Why are they putting microcrystalline cellulose in the vitamin? Why are they putting cross-carmelose in the vitamin? Why are they putting titanium dioxide in the vitamin? Why are they using soy? Why are they using aluminum in vitamins? Ever think about that? Tony, Pure Bulk has a multivitamin with soy lecithin. Why would they ruin them with soy? Because you have to understand, the industry is like a wheel, a big, giant, 90-foot wheel. And so what happens is that wheel starts to build momentum. And once the momentum reaches a certain climax, it's very difficult to stop that wheel. You have to understand, for almost 25 to 30 years, soy was being propagated as some kind of health magic pill like vitamin D is today. And they're both lethal, and especially D. If you take D in high doses, it could actually kill you. So a lot of the products that have the soy lecithin in them, again, they were told, again, based on the information of the day, that soy lecithin was not the same thing as soy. So what they did is they put it in there because it's, again, it's a cheap filler. And you could suspend things in soy. So they never really... they never, and again, they're slowly, a lot of them are slowly changing. I talked to the guys at Pure Bulk. I was looking at some of their whey protein products, and I said the same thing. Why in the hell did they put the soy in the whey? And so they are making changes to get these products better. And I talked to some of the guys there, and again, I get no money from them. I don't get endorsed, nothing like that. And from what I gather, they're pretty good people, and they're doing the best they can with what they know. And they are shifting, and I think Peak Nutrition is also doing the same thing. So, like I said, it's a big, big wheel that's been going for 40 years. And so now you're trying to get them to stop going at 90 miles an hour down a 90-degree hill, and then you're trying to get them to put the brake on and go backwards. So, and again, I'm not making any excuses. It shouldn't be in any of the products. Just like aluminum shouldn't be in any of the products, just like silicon dioxide shouldn't be in any of the products, just like titanium dioxide shouldn't be in any of the products. But you look at a lot of top name brand companies that are out there today, and a lot of them have that crap in it. The only way you're going to make any changes to these companies is either A, you quit buying the stuff, or B, you start having a writing campaign and tell them you used to buy the stuff, but you flat out refuse to support them any longer until they remove these toxic materials out. And then they're going to write you some song and dance or some song and pony, oh yeah, well, you know, we try our best to get the best materials that we could possibly get and blah, 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 but they're not going to tell you they're going to be committed to pull that crap out. And the other problem we have is gurus, doctor gurus. Doctors have joined the bandwagon with the nutraceuticals because it's an easy buck for them. They know people are dumb as a bag of rocks. You know, people don't understand nutrition. Majority of them don't understand nutrition. So they get in on it, and they start selling products with the soy and everything else in there, and they tell you the same crap. Oh, there's nothing wrong with soy, because they don't care. If you buy a $30 vitamin and it doesn't work, they don't care. You know. Tell you, yeah, Peak Nutrition, just type in peaknutrition.com. Yeah, go type it up. It's there. Tell you, where do you get your electrolytes and nootropics? Oh, you want to know my top secrets? Oh, I forget the site I get my nootropics. You can get nootropics almost anywhere. Peak Nutrition sells them. They sell, I think, they used to sell Purisetam. I don't know if they still do. Smart Drug is another one you can buy it from. There's another company I get them from, too. A buddy of mine turned me on to the site, but I don't know it off the bat. Electrolytes, I buy electrolytes either from Nutribiotic.com, or I go and get my stuff from the farm supply. You know, what they feed the horses and cows, I use. You know, if it's clean, and it usually is cleaner than the stuff at the health food store. Or I make my own nootropics. I show you how to make your own nootropics on the electrolyte form on the YouTube. So if you want to know how to make your own electrolytes, there's a good place to start right there. But a lot of times I shop around now. I don't just stick with the health food store. Matter of fact, I buy very little from the health food stores anymore. Even my store that I have, I supply very little. I probably supply maybe 1/10 or maybe 1/20 of what other health food stores are carrying. I won't carry a lot of stuff anymore because of the junk that's in a lot of the vitamins. And we also show you how to make your own supplements on the YouTube. If you go on the Nootropic one, we actually show you how to make a nootropic, and you can take the same information and apply it to other things. B vitamins, B complex. If you're going to make a B complex, you have to remember, if you're going to add anything to, you have to add things in there that's going to block the acids from activating in the capsule. So one of the simplest things you could add, which I don't understand why they never did it, was baking soda. It's a perfect neutralizer. So again, you can make your own stuff. You got to be a little creative, and you got to understand, if you see pantothenic acid, you know there's an acid there. You know, if you see PABA is another acid. You know, B3 has nicotinic acid. So if you got acids mixed with these other vitamins, and they're enclosed in a capsule, they can get activated. So you have to put a neutralizing agent. And baking soda is pretty cheap and cheap enough to do. Wall to wall, really? You guys are seeing wall to wall people in the chat room? I'm only seeing about, well, maybe 20. That's okay. He's saying wall to wall. It's got a small little chat room there. Okay. Yeah, when we're looking at what we can do, okay, what we're going to go on. I'm going to get into some of this right now. I'm going to get into some of the details, the nitty gritty, if you will. Okay. I'm going to talk about the fallacy of vitamin D and the reasons to use low dose rather than the hyperdose suggested. Because the hyperdoses they're suggesting to you is going to cause you either kidney stones, which a lot of you are having, lung stones, and heart stones. You shouldn't be taking any more than 1 to 2,000 IUs of vitamin D. And if you're going to take the vitamin D, you better be sitting under sunlight or full spectrum light, because vitamin D is a sunlight vitamin. Your skin activates it. If you're taking just the chemical without the activators that are involved, you can overload on it very easily. And a lot of the nonsense that they're perpetrating, all the wonderful things that it can do, and if you don't have this, this is going to happen, blah, blah, blah. They said the same thing about soy. And they said the same thing about omega-3s. They said the same thing about canola oil and aspartame, all these supplements and products that came out in the past. And you can go on PubMed and see all kinds of research on these things. And it turns out a lot of the research is being perpetrated by the people that manufacture or sell these products. That's where, scientific studies done at blah, blah university. Let me tell you about studies. Studies are only as good as the air you breathe. because all you got to do is go to a university, a doctor, or anybody, and pay them and to endorse a study. They won't even read it. They just sign their name to it. So the only way you're going to know if a study is real or not is by actually experimenting on the material that you're looking at hand. Or testing the product to see if it actually is doing something. All right, let me read this. In the early 1900s, the concept of vitamins was developed and nutrition emerged as an experimental science along for further advances in understanding. Understanding rickets. In 1919, Sir Edward Mellenby was able to experimentally produce rickets in puppies by feeding synthetic diets to over 400 dogs. Okay, so he further showed that rickets could be prevented by addition of cod liver oil or butterfat to feed. Since today's fish oils are all rancid, loaded with mercury, even the mercury-free ones, lead and cadmium, and from industrial waste and cannot be filtered out, then this would suggest not to consume or use, as well as causing high levels of oxidative damage to the cells, as well as hyper-accelerating them to be exposed to nano-poisoning. These fish oils are garbage, all of them. There have been 16 countries that actually tested the fish oils, Canada being one of them, the U.S. and some European countries, and even Asia. And they found every fish oil on the market today is rancid. This is why the fermented fish oil BS popped up, because they knew that the fish oil was garbage and was causing problems. He postulated the nutritional factor for preventing rickets was vitamin A, not D. Vitamin A, since butterfat and cod liver oil were known to contain vitamin A. So what should you be using? Butter. Now there's another thing about butter that you get that protects your colon, and it's called butyric acid. I'll do a show on that one of these days, another show if I've already done one, and I'll go into it in a little bit more detail. But butyric acid is an acid required by the colon to sustain healthy colon, to knock out viruses, to knock out parasites, and to knock out tumors. It's one of the four acids required to maintain a healthy colon. This is why so many of you are having problems with the colon, because you don't have the right acid in the colon. You don't have propionic acid, you don't have butyric acid, you don't have acetic acid, which is plain old white vinegar, not apple cider vinegar. That's another thing I'm going to blow out the door tonight too. Apple cider vinegar is loaded with metallic material. All the so-called mother nonsense that they talk about, that nano metal is in the skin, and that's what they make it from. If you look at the studies on vinegar, and if you're interested, send me an email and I'll send them to you. All the studies that were done on vinegar, especially for you who are diabetic and who've got foot sores, the vinegar that the medical people use was white vinegar. And all the different vinegars out there that are out there today, balsamic, rice, and all the rest of them, all have health properties. But the one thing that vinegar also does is it regulates the pancreas. For those of you who are diabetic, this is a godsend. And for those of you who are having problems with digestion, if you pour a little vinegar on your meat and chicken, you may find that all of a sudden you can digest the stuff without having this heavy, 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 weighty feeling in the gut. And the reason why you're having this heavy, weighty feeling in the gut is because you don't have enough of the acid in the colon that you're supposed to have in order to break these foods down correctly. Hydrochloric acid, acetic acid, propionic acid, why are they down in the digestive zone? Because that's where things need to be broken down, converted, and utilized by your system. And all this high alkaline diet that they got everybody on causes that to become disruptive, and plus all the other stuff you're eating. Similar studies were conducted and conclusions drawn by McCollum et al. The distinction between the anti-zero ophthalmic factor vitamin A and the anti-arachidonic factor vitamin D was made in 1922, when McCollum's laboratory showed that the anti-arachidonic factor in cod liver oil could survive both aeration and heating of 108 Celsius for 14 hours, where the activity of vitamin A was destroyed by this treatment. McCollum named the new substance vitamin D. Although it was known that UV light and vitamin D were both equally effective in preventing and curing rickets. Can you dig this? Although it was known that UV light, sunlight, or these multiple lights, multiple spectrum lights that have the UV spectrum in it, were both equally effective in preventing and curing rickets. The close interdependence of the two factors was not immediately recognized. In 1923, Goldblatt Solms discovered that UV irradiated food fed to rats could cure rickets in cats. UV irradiated food. So what is that saying? If we UV irradiate our food with ultraviolet light, we may be able to get our vitamin D just by doing it to our food. That's a possibility. Okay. 1925, Hess and Weinstock demonstrated that a factor with an anti-rickettic activity was produced in the skin on UV radiation. Again, showing the connection with light and vitamin D on our bodies. Both groups demonstrated that the anti-rickettic agent was in the lipid fraction in the fat. The action of the light appeared to produce a permanent chemical change in some component of the diet and the skin. They postulated that a pro-vitamin D existed that could be converted to vitamin D by UV light absorption, and ultimately demonstrated that the anti-rickettic activity resulted from the irradiation of 7-dehydrotricholesterol. In other words, a component of cholesterol. The isolation and characterization of vitamin D2 and vitamin D3 was now possible. Okay, I'm going to keep on going here. The natural occurring vitamin is in our bodies is vitamin found in butter and fish oil is vitamin D3 or cholecalciferol. Okay, the 7-hydrocholesterol, precursor of D, but not ergosterol, precursor of D2, is present in the skin in all higher vertebrates. In other words, D3 we will produce just by being exposed to light. Carlson and Lindquist found that there was a lag period between the administration of D and the initiation of its biological response. It required a 36 to 48-hour time frame for it to respond. The rapidity of the response of vitamin D and its magnitude were proportional to the dose of vitamin D used. There are two basic approaches to the synthesis of vitamin D. The first involves the chemical synthesis of provitamin that can be converted to vitamin D by UV irradiation, which is the preferred way to doing it. The second is total chemical synthesis. Since vitamin D is derived from cholesterol, the first synthesis of vitamin D resulted from the first chemical synthesis of cholesterol. So this is why it's important that you sustain your cholesterol levels and not allow them to break it down, because by allowing them to break down your vitamin D or your cholesterol, you will lose your capacity to produce vitamin D. Okay, I got a question here. Tony, following your iodine crystal video, my crystals didn't form. Is that liquid still usable? How come they didn't form? How much peroxide did you use and how much hydrochloric acid did you use? Usually, if you don't have enough peroxide, because you need the oxidation to crystallize, and it usually does form a crystal, even at small amounts. There was another way of doing it just by using straight peroxide with the potassium iodide to produce the crystal. So basically, you'd have to neutralize the hydrochloric acid in it because you're going to have a high oxidative crystal. I probably would tell you to put it in the garden and try again. That's what I probably tell you to do. So again, let me go back to what I was doing here. Now let me finish reading this thing here about vitamin. This is called the condition you can get from taking too much vitamin D. It's called hypervitaminosis. Okay, hypervitaminosis D. Excessive amount of vitamin D are not available from natural sources. It's true. To get vitamin D in a high level, you'd have to eat a crap load of butter or fats that contain the D. However, D intoxication is a concern in those patients treated with the D or vitamin D analogs for hypoparathyroidism. Vitamin D resistant rickets, renal osteodystrophy, osteoporosis, psoriasis, some cancers can occur as a result of taking too much vitamin D. Hypervitaminosis D is a serious problem. It can result in irreversible calcification of the heart, lungs, and kidneys, and other soft tissues. This is why when I hear some of these guru doctors prescribe megadoses of vitamin D, I think in my mind there's a hidden agenda going on. Let me repeat this again. Hypervitaminosis D is a serious problem as it can result in irreversible calcification of the heart, lungs, kidneys, and other soft tissues. Symptoms of intoxication include hypercalcemia, hypercalciuria, anorexia, nausea, vomiting, thirst, polyuria, muscular weakness, joint pains, diffuse demineralization of bones, and disorientation. If allowed to go unchecked, death will eventually occur. Patients suffering from hypervitaminosis D have shown to exhibit a 15-fold increase in plasma 25-OHD concentrations as compared to normal individuals. The early effects of intoxication are usually irreversible. Now, I had a woman down in Arizona when I was down there, and she basically told me that when she went to see a doctor, and she had osteopenia, they gave her 2,000 international units of vitamin D. And when she went back for her blood work about a month later, her body was not absorbing the vitamin D. They said she was still having osteopenia and they wanted to go up more. So then she said, we're going to do some blood work before I take any more of this stuff. Because she had also had read that too much vitamin D could be a problem. So she went to, they got the blood work, and her cells were saturated with calcium. She was just not absorbing it. So again, don't allow these people to give you mega doses of this kind. It's a hormone vitamin, number one. It's a fat-soluble vitamin, number two, so it will store. Vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin K. There's another one that's fat-soluble. But these can store in the body and can become toxic to the liver. Tony, a recipe for copper chloride. Real simple. 50-50 parts of peroxide and hydrochloric acid. Throw in a piece of copper. Wait overnight. Next day, you've got copper chloride. You need to neutralize the acid and the oxidation by adding baking soda to it several times. Then filter it. And then you may want to test it with the litmus paper, or you might want to pour a portion in, let's say 1 ounce to 10 ounces of water. This way you'll dilute it, and then you can use it. It's a pretty simple recipe. You can do the same thing with zinc oxide. You can throw it in a container. Again, 50-50 peroxide and hydrochloric acid. It will release the chlorine gas. So if you do it with the copper, step back about 3 feet because you will smell the chlorine. It usually disperses pretty quick, like a matter of seconds, and away you go. Poliquin is a little bit excessive. You know, he's got some good ideas, but some of his stuff is out to lunch. You know, he uses the German volume training procedures. He's pretty strong. But this kind of thing is stupid. You know, again, not enough research. He's nuts. Totally nuts. Anybody that's suggesting high doses of vitamin D is setting people up for failure. Health issues. So you can see some of these guys are not necessarily. This is why I'm saying to you, a lot of these people that are involved in this industry have no clue about what they're talking about, and they're propagating these products because probably they got their name on the product or they're being endorsed very heavily to promote these products. And because he's got a big name in the strength coach area, again, he can make a lot of money. And so they pay him a lot of money. Again, not something you want to do. The fish oils, you can do your own research on it, and you will find the same thing I just told you, that in just about every country, about 16 countries tested these fish oils. They're all waste. They're just a waste byproduct. And I'm surprised they didn't tell everybody to go use the fermented fish oil, which would have been a hilarious joke, because fermented fish oil is nothing but rancid oil. There's no sugar in there to ferment. So anybody that's going to propagate that nonsense is out to lunch as well, you know. No, you don't need to test with the TDS. Basically, that's pure copper at that point. It's a copper salt. It's what it is. It's pure copper. You know, it's a salt. So by the time you convert it, that's what you get. So again, you know, the reason why you're doing all that you're doing is because you are using hydrochloric acid and it is oxidized. So you have to neutralize that. Neutralize it, filter it, and then again, I put for every 1 ounce you use, put about 10 ounces of water. You'll dilute it enough so it won't give you any issues. A lot of the things that you're reading today, if it's popular, cutting edge, or whatever, you're going to have people propagate these things, and then you wind up taking these, because I've got people coming to see me that are taking these products or having problems. So, all right. I hear the music, so come on back and we'll get further into this. Hey, I think we're back. What do you say? We are back on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. And again, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and we're listening to us live on the network here. Someone asked me a question about zinc, in regard to zinc, and the uses of zinc and the different types. Again, it all depends what you're trying to do. The uptake primarily is where it's going to be delivered to. Usually your citrates are one of the better ways to take it, your chlorides. And if they're bound with sulfur, like for instance, if they're bound with methionine or cysteine, they'll work very well. Again, you may want to look at different options that are there. I mean, the best thing to do before you buy any form of anything that you're buying, look at what you're, why you're buying it. What's the point? What's the reason behind it? What's the mechanisms of use? Why are you, what do you need it for? What is the best possible, uptake of whatever you're doing? Because that's really what it boils down to, uptake and why. Anytime you buy a vitamin, anytime you see any kind of supplement that's being perpetrated on the market today, you got to look at why do you need it? Why do you need it? You know, why am I buying this vitamin? Because somebody's telling me it's got some new and improved blah, blah, blah. And if you're buying vitamins that are already doing the same thing, then you may need to realize that you don't need it. You know, if I'm taking zinc and if I'm taking manganese, I'm not going to buy chromium because I know the zinc and the manganese both will regulate my insulin. You know, and I may take arginine with it because the arginine works well with the manganese in order to get it into the system. So I may do it that way. I may use a zinc citrate or a zinc chloride when I take it together. So like I said, it all boils down to really why you're taking what you're taking and how you want to regulate the delivery method in what you're doing. Because that's really important to figure out. You know, when you're buying stuff, okay, I had a guy contact me today about whey protein. Now he asked me, he was using whey protein isolate and whey protein concentrate. So which is better? I said, they're both good. You know, they both have their benefits, they both have their advantages, and they both have their disadvantages, you know. I said, the best combination is to put both together, then you get the best of both of them. And you basically negate some of the other, the negative effects of these proteins. You know, whey protein isolate, the advantage it has is that the amino acid profile is absorbed very quickly. But at the same token, it breaks down extremely fast. Where whey protein concentrate, its disadvantage, well, if you want to look at it as a disadvantage, it's a slower releasing protein, so you don't absorb it as fast. But the same advantage lies is it lasts longer. So it all depends what you're trying to do. So a lot of times they used to sell these blends. There was one company called 5-in-1 Blend. The only problem it had, it was using aspartame and some other synthetic sweetener in it. But the idea was good. They were using 5 different proteins. They were using an egg. They were using a concentrate, an isolate, a hydrolate, and a concentrate all in one. But it had a garbage product in it, you know, so that was the problem with it. And again, a lot of these whey protein products today, honestly, they aren't worth the container they're sold in. They're just junk. And the ones that I see today that are clean or relatively clean, you're getting 12 ounces for like $22 or $25. There's no way in the world you should be paying that much for whey protein. With all the cows we got in North America and all the milk we're producing, it just sounds insane to me. There is a company in Canada. They sell in the United States. It's called Red Mills. And this guy's got a whey concentrate and it's clean. That's one of the products I sell in my store because it's a whey protein concentrate and there's no crap in it. I've got my egg protein. I was getting it from the Now brand, but they went up in their price, so I had to find another supplier. I went to Peak Nutrition because they've got an egg protein like the Now brand with nothing in it. Now brand is a good product for an egg protein. It's clean. It's one of the cleaner products out there, you know. And they do a good job on some things. Some things, it's a work. It's a work happening. L-carnosine. Okay, what about it? What did you need to know? Again, Carnicom. That's another one. You know, you got to remember something. Just because you hear something doesn't mean you need it. And just because you got some big name or high profile person distributing the product, again, it's not something you really need. Again, it boils down to, why are you taking it? What's the point in taking it? You know, why are you using it? You know, that's, don't get caught up on big name anybody, period. I tell you the same thing about me. Don't get caught up because I advocate this or advocate that, that you should buy because I advocated it. I would tell you I'm advocating it because I've seen that it works. Just because I'm advocating something doesn't mean you need to buy it, and doesn't mean that you need it either. So again, some people, again, when I advise people or consult people with different things, I tell them to get certain things primarily because they need them. You know, they need them. And as a result, they get these products because they need to get them. They need to have them. For nano, really? L-carnitine? No, she's talking about L-carnosine. I would have to see his research, but at what I can say about it so far, I would have to say, you know, save your money. You need a sulfur-based amino acid complex to remove the nano out of the body. Okay, that's what you really need. L-carnosine is a combination of two. It's a bipeptide or dipeptide. In other words, there's two amino acids that make it up. I'd have to look at the research on it to see what he's saying. But again, if you're not using some form of sulfur or some form of chelating agent to pull it out, or some form of salt to flush it out, again, I would have to say I'd question it, quite honest with you. Like I said, I'm not intimidated by people who have names in this industry. Tony, is it good to mix with zinc? What do you want to mix with zinc? Tony, where can we get the screen protector that you use? You can get them at any hardware store. All it is you can get you know, the screen door, the aluminum screen doors, in regard to you know, your screen, those are aluminum. And you can make a Faraday cage out of those things. So it's, you know, they work. I actually was looking at a researcher, which I was going to read later on, how they were finding that chicken coop or chicken wire was embedded in the walls and a lot of Wi-Fi wasn't getting through. Well, with 5G coming up, this may be something you might want to consider as a barrier, and then overlaying it with a aluminum mesh to further concentrate the blockage. And you also may want to double the chicken coop, chicken wire. Because like I said, what's coming down the pipe in regard to 5G, this is going to be a very penetrating material. I'll look it up. It's not going to be a priority with me. I will tell you that straight out because I got a lot of things going on. But I'll take a look at it, or send me what you can do to save me time. Copy the research and send it to my email, and I'll look at it, and I can tell you for sure one way or another if it's worth its salt. Again, this guy is a day late and a dollar short, and he got everybody on this more gallons crap, and it wasn't more gallons, it's all about nano, and I have my reservations about his qualifications, quite honest with you. But anyway, he may have something. It's a possibility. I will look at it, but send me an email, because I've got a lot on my plate as it is, and I'm playing catch up for 2 weeks as it is too. When we're looking at some of the things that we're dealing with today in regard to what we're being dealt with, okay, the nanotechnology, the nanobiology, the synthetic biology that we're exposed to. Oh crap. Really? Stupid wire.